How are you feeling today, Taylor? Are you feeling good? Bad? Pretty sure this is bad? Are you feeling uncertain? Like an update?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't feeling good. I'm not sure why it's in feeling good.
Maybe you were feeling good at the time of reading.
It may again call into question my filing system, but I'm just going to read it under the assumption this will actually be feeling good. This is from the Rolling Stone of all places, titled How 9/11 Became One of the Internet's Most Popular Memes by David Mack, September 9, 2024. This is old. Olivia, a 21-year-old college student, was sitting in an English class at her Minnesota school last week when her professor began talking about the challenges in writing about traumatic events. But when he used 9/11 as an example and described to the class how hectic things seemed that day, she realized just how she felt, or rather didn't feel, about the attacks. Being terminally online is wild, because someone mentioned 9/11 in my class today and I genuinely forgot that not everyone thinks it's funny now. What?
Huh.
She subsequently wrote in a post on X, formerly favorited more than 10,000 times. Quote, I had this moment of realization within myself that this should be having an impact on me, and it weirdly isn't, end quote, Olivia recalled to Rolling Stone, asking that her last name not be used due to the sensitivities around 9/11. She has since taken down the tweet. Quote, I think it's been watered down a lot for our generation. It's a moment of levity, this very heavy moment for our generation. It's very almost casual, end quote. Olivia is not alone. To be on social media in 2024 is to be swimming in jokes and memes about 9/11. Things that might once have been whispered among friends are now shared by meme accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers. On TikTok, videos contrasting the year 2024 with 2001, often ending with someone reacting to the planes hitting towers, frequently went viral. While on X, a famous photo of President George W. Bush being informed by his chief of staff that the US was under attack is now frequently used to mock everything from Ozempic to JD Vance to the Drake Kendrick Lamar beef. Want to be overly dramatic about a minor event in your life? Why not use a video or GIF of Caitlyn Jenner standing in a sea of American flags, solemnly saying 9/11? Or you could keep things simple and just say, this was my 9/11, end quote. As the world marks 23 years since the attacks, the ways in which people talk and joke about the tragedy have evolved dramatically, especially on the internet. For some people, the passage of time has reduced the trauma associated with it and allowed them to feel more comfortable using humor to process the past two decades in a different light. For other younger Gen Z internet users, black comedy is a tool they use to discuss something they've only ever read about in history books. Social media, which didn't exist at the time of the attacks, has also given rise to a digital space for these jokes that is steeped in irony, rewards outrageous humor, and encourages others to join the trend. The few 9/11 memes in the past decade mostly involved mocking conspiracy theorists such as jet fuel can't melt steel. That was a really important quote and I fucked it up. Quote, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, end quote, or Bush did 9/11, both of which surged in usage around 2015. These gags drew their shock value humor by juxtaposing something innocent with something extreme, like when the words were frosted onto a cake or said by a cartoon pony. That's one of my favorite cartoon pony things. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams. I do like that one. It goes on and on and on. Obviously, you get the idea of what it's talking about. I just thought it was kind of interesting and it kind of comments on the place we are culturally. It's an interesting space.
Does it talk about where we are as X users culturally? Because that's where it draws back to, as opposed on X.
It does. And X, from what I hear about what goes on there, is not a place that I want to be a part of. So it could very much be that. It could also be...
I don't know why the media still treat it as like a real place that has real things going on. It has hit a shithole that needs
bad.
We need to stop treating it like that's where everybody is, because it's just where the racist people are for the most part.
Oh, it's so true. And I don't also know if it's, what are these, Gen Zs?
Those would be Gen Zs, yeah. Zoomers.
I don't know. Maybe they're, you know, Twitter users to do things like this. I don't know. Could be a lot of things that the commentary is on.
But to be fair, I don't think you can connect the George Bush meme of him being informed or reading like a kid's storybook directly to like this weird joke about 9/11. That meme speaks for itself. It's great.
No, I don't think it would be the same thing as like a meme of like the plane flying into the side of the building.
Yeah.
But I mean, you look at things that happen. There's some things I probably wouldn't do a meme about, but some things I might have happened long enough ago, depending on what it was.
Yeah, the death of 3,000 people is a hard one to meme about, even today.
And you know what I think about that? And I'm like trying to come up with an example, and all of a sudden I've forgotten everything I know about history.
There's not a lot of mass killings that seem meme-worthy later on. Yeah.
No, it really doesn't, even though I can't think of any right now.
I will thoroughly stand by George Bush reacting to being told about it is meme-worthy, not the thing itself.
Totally like that, those are different things, I would say. I should use that more, definitely. Maybe I will.
It is great, yeah.
Maybe I'll forget about it. Hard to say. It's Wednesday.
Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. Forget about it. And maybe, I don't know, make a good George Bush meme. Those are coming in like hotcakes now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, send them to us. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Make our Wednesday better. Bye.